Chapter 11. Dr. Jekyll's Confession. Mr. Utterson finished Dr. Lanyon's letter. He was shocked, and his hands were trembling. He then began to read Dr. Jekyll's document. I was born into a rich family, and seemed certain to have an honourable and distinguished future. I worked hard, and tried to be respectable. But, deep inside me, I had another side. I also wanted to be wild and bad. I hid this second side very carefully. When I did bad things, and they weren't really so bad, I made sure that nobody knew. These two sides of my personality made me think about the different sides in every man. Every person has got good and bad in him, and must choose between them. I wanted to find a way to separate these parts and to give each part, the good and the bad, its own body. I was interested in science, and I decided to use chemistry to help me. I knew that this was very dangerous, but I did it. I began to do chemical experiments. I discovered that there are different powers in the body, and that certain chemicals made some powers strong and other powers weak. Only one part of me, the good or the bad, could be strong at any specific time. Changing these powers also caused changes in the body. I discovered that each side of me, the good and the bad, had its own body. Unfortunately, my discovery was not complete, but I only learned that afterwards. I took the chemicals and made a potion, but I waited a long time to try the experiment. I was frightened, but finally the temptation was too strong. I went to a chemist's shop and bought a big bag of the final ingredient. Late one night, I went to the laboratory, put all the ingredients in a glass, and when the potion was ready, I drank it. I immediately had terrible pains and I felt very nauseous. Then the pain slowly stopped and I felt strange and new. I felt younger, happier and free. I also felt really evil. Suddenly, I noticed another change. I was shorter. All the servants were asleep, so I quickly went back to the house, went into my bedroom, and looked in the mirror. I saw Edward Hyde for the first time. Because the evil side of my personality was not as strong as the good side, I was younger than Dr. Jekyll, and my face was very different. I had a much more prominent jaw. There was goodness in Jekyll's face. Hyde's face was evil. But that didn't worry me. On the contrary, I was happy to see him. This person was also me. I ran to my laboratory and drank some more of the potion. I became Dr. Jekyll again. My experiment was complete. I began to take the potion often. Why? Jekyll was a serious doctor. He was old and he was bored with his life. Edward Hyde, however, was bad, wild, and enjoyed life. The temptation was too strong. I made careful preparations. I bought a house for Hyde. The police went to that house after the Carew murder. I also told my servants about Hyde. He has my permission to come into my house when he wants, I told them. Then I wrote my will and gave it to you. You didn't like the will, but I wanted to be able to use my money even when I was Hyde. Slowly, Hyde became stronger. He began to do horrible things. I was shocked sometimes, but I was safe. It was Hyde, not Jekyll. As Dr. Jekyll, I even tried to help Hyde's victims. The first time was when Hyde hurt a little girl and then gave a lot of money to her family. Then, about 2 months before the murder of Sir Danvers Carew, I woke up one morning after one of my adventures and noticed one of my hands. Dr. Jekyll had long, thin hands, but these hands were small and hairy. They were the hands of Edward Hyde. The night before, when I went to bed, I was Henry Jekyll. When I woke, I was Edward Hyde.